कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय पंच तत्व जय पंच तत्व पंच तत्व जय पंच तत्व जय नरसिंह देव जय प्रहलाद महाराज जय नरसिंह देव जय प्रहलाद महाराज जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शीला प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शीला प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य शीला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु अन गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 9 verse number 8. Iti yuktva sanipo devam tapasato shayat chivam kale nalpiya sharajam tasye shashchashaf at अतुष्यता इति युक्त्वा सनृपो देवं तपसा तोषयच्छिवं काले नाल्पियशाराजं तस्येयश्चाश्वतुष्यता इति युक्त्वा सनृपो देवं तपसा तो सयच्छिवं काले नाल्पियशाराजं तस्येषश्चाश्वतुष्यता। Vaishnavis. इति युक्त्वा After saying this, sa, he, nripa, the king, Bhagiratha, devam, unto Lord Shiva, tapasa, by executing austerities, atoshayat, pleased, Shivam, Lord Shiva, the all auspicious, kalena, by time, alpisaya, alpiyasa, which was not very long, Rajan, O King, tasya, upon him, Bhagiratha, Isha, Lord Shiva, cha, indeed, Ashu, Ashu, very soon, Atushyata, became satisfied. Translation. After saying Bhagiratha satisfied Lord Shiva, after saying this, Bhagiratha satisfied Lord Shiva by performing austerities. O King Parikshit, Lord Shiva was very quickly satisfied with Bhagiratha. Kindly repeat. After saying this, Bhagiratha satisfied Lord Shiva by performing austerities. O King Parikshit, Lord Shiva was very quickly satisfied with Bhagiratha. Purport. The word Ashpatushyata indicates that Lord Shiva was satisfied very soon. Therefore, another name for Lord Shiva is Asutosha. Materialistic persons become attached to Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva bestows benedictions upon anyone and everyone very quickly, not caring to know how his devotees prosper or suffer. Although materialistic persons know that material happiness is nothing but another side of suffering, they want it. And to get it very quickly, they worship Lord Shiva. We find that materialists are generally devotees of many demigods, especially Lord Shiva and Mother Durga. They do not actually want spiritual happiness, for it is almost unknown to them. But if one is serious about being happy spiritually, he must take shelter of Lord Vishnu as the Lord personally demands. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam svarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma sochaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita 1866. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So in this section we are continuing with the pastime of deliverance of the sons of King Sagara. The sons of King Sagara are cursed by Kapila Muni and they all become ashes, and his stepbrother Amsuman finds them and he prays to Kapila Dev to give a solution. What can I do to deliver them? Because they are burnt by a curse. So Kapila Dev instructs him that he should bring Mother Ganga to earth. He is not successful, and after him his son tries, Dilipa. He is not successful also. And after him is King Bhagiratha, Dilipa's son. And he is meditating, and Mother Ganga is pleased with his prayers, and he is successful in bringing her back to earth. And Mother Ganga has two worries. She is happy to come to earth to deliver Sagara's sons, but she has two concerns. Can someone recollect what were her concerns? When people bathe in her river, in her waters, they will leave their sins, and she didn't want to keep them with her forever. That was one concern. And the other concern? Thank you, Mataji. The flow of Ganga is so powerful that if she descends directly on earth, there may be damage. So she requested that should be some very strong-bodied male who can hold her waters and gently let down the waters. And Bhagiratha offered solutions for these two problems. He said it can be arranged. So for the problem of people leaving their sin in her waters, what was the solution he offered? Thank you, Prabhuji. When saintly people, when devotees of the Lord take bath in Ganga, then the sins are counteracted. And for the water falling very forcefully on earth, he suggested that Lord Shiva, he can hold her water. So what we see is the tamed form of her water. And if you're here in Mayapur during flood, or if you go to YouTube and you look for like Uttarakhand flood, you can see the ferociousness of her waters. You know, when she wants to unleash, like three-story buildings just collapse. You know, so very powerful, very strong. And that's just water trickling down from Lord Shiva's mat. So you can see how forceful her waters are and how powerful is Lord Shiva that he can, if you want to try, you can just walk a little bit in Ganga and maybe try to stay under the water, you know, till you go like a good depth that you're actually under water, and you can just try to stand for a few minutes. You can see how you're just getting pulled, you know, you feel like a kind of squashing effect. You know, it's very, very strong waters, and she is falling on his head from the from very, very high altitude, from the higher planets. She's coming down and falling, and he's just taking it also. He's a very powerful personality. So the task, the next task cut out for Bhagirath was, he should pray to Lord Shiva to kindly accept the waters of Mother Ganga. And he is meditating and he is worshipping Lord Shiva. And in this verse we see that Bhagirath satisfied Lord Shiva by performing austerities, and very quickly satisfied, you know. So that is a typical quality of Lord Shiva, that he is Ashutosha, very happy, made happy very easily, and become also angry very easily. And Amsa of him, Durvasa, we can understand the aspect of anger from Durvasa, who's like a part of Shiva, you know, very easily becoming angry at this whole pastime. You know, he just, somebody sipped, Ambarish Mara sipped water, and that was like pralaya, you know, he was already ready to unleash a demon from his hair, and you know, so can become very happy very quickly and can be also angered very quickly. And here Prabhupada talks about how people with less intelligence go to demigods. They know, why are they less intelligent? Because they know that material happiness is nothing, and it is just another side of suffering. If you want to enjoy something materially, there will be always the other side to it. There will be some suffering that is coming out of it. It starts happily, and definitely it will end sad, because it requires a lot of passion to enjoy in this material world. Even though they know that it is nothing and it is another side of suffering, they want it. So they are very unintelligent. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna calls them Alpamedasa, not very intelligent. And they go to demigods. And what they don't know is the demigods are just empowered by Krishna to give whatever benedictions they want. And in the Govardhan pastime, when Indra, when the Brajavasis wanted to worship Lord Indra, Krishna was quite against that idea. You know, he said we should worship Govardhan. You know, even at that time Krishna made this idea, you know, don't have to worship demigods. It's like they are obliged to give, you know, if you do the right thing, if you pay your electricity bill, you'll have your electricity connection, you know that. So you don't have to worship. Of course, it's a karma mimamsa, it's not like topmost of the philosophical ideas, but even on that level, Krishna did not accept demigod worship, because the demigods do not care to know how the devotees will prosper or suffer because of benediction. A person is asking something from demigod is already understood that is not very intelligent, but the demigods are not going to be worried about what will happen to the person after getting this benediction. And many times these benedictions can be a curse in their life. You pray so much, I want to get married. Okay, here you go, you get married. And then there's the story, you know, there was this man whose Guru Maharaj told him, you have to read Bhagavad Gita. And I was a rat, and then he got a cat to get rid of the rat, and then he got a cow to give milk to the cat, and then he got a wife to take care of the cow, and then all of that was for reading Bhagavad Gita, right? So you go from one step to another without knowing whether it is good for you or not. And that's called less intelligent. And the demigods, they will not bother about it also. You want something, you are doing all the formalities required to get it, they will give you. How it is going to affect you, they will not be worried. So in that way, demigods give you what you want. But when you become a devotee of Vishnu, when you are a devotee of Krishna, you will get, he will give you only what you need. And if he knows that giving you some particular blessing is not going to be good for you, even if you would stand upside down, you're not going to get it. And that after some time, you will realize it. Krishna is so kind that he did not give this to me. Because if I was getting this, then my life would be very, it would be very difficult. You know, it would be very different from how it is now, where I am very happy. I know of a person, and she had a son, and he became a devotee. And his friend, he preached to him in university, and they both became devotees. And the friend boy, he wanted to join temple as brahmachari. But this mother, who's also a nice devotee and all, and she said, oh, your friend is joining, you also want to join and become brahmachari? No, I'm not ready for this. I'm not giving you permission. No, you know, I don't, you have to be, you know, I'm very attached to you. I want you to be with me. So that boy became brahmachari, and eventually he became a temple president, and he's still brahmachari, he's preaching, and it's like a blast of life, very happy. And the mom got this boy married, and he bought a house and loan, and he has to work like 12 hours a day or sometimes 14 hours a day to pay off his loan. And the wife is like everyday new sari, and he has a son, and she wants the best school for him. And when I was talking to that Mataji recently, she was saying, I made a mistake, you know. Krishna knew, you know, he wanted to give this life to my son, that he could be a brahmachari, but I thought I know something better. And I was not accepting that blessing, you know. And now when I see my son all bald, you know, he looks very, very old, you know, all hair gone, and he's struggling so hard, you know, going to Sunday program is difficult. So Krishna's benedictions are what is best for us, what we need. And when we decide and go and pray and we make plans and we get blessings from demigods, it's just what we want, and many times we'll be very sorry about those decisions later. So when we are devotees of Krishna, sometimes we may find that things are not going as per our plan. So we just have to understand that this is Krishna's special blessing on us, that he is not allowing us to execute our plans. It is Krishna's special kindness that he is making decisions for us. And in due course of time, we will realize how Krishna's plan is way better than our plan. So Srila Prabhupada glorifies Lord Shiva as Asutosha, somebody who can be very pleased, very quickly pleased. So I was looking up at Lord Shiva and seeing what are the different things Srila Prabhupada talks about, this quality of being very pleased, and what are the places Prabhupada talks about Lord Shiva being Ashutosha. And so these are few situations that I noted down and found them very interesting. Once Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, Prabhupada says he's in charge of material world. So if somebody is in charge of something, it is very easy for them to give something that is under them. Like if I am in charge of a stationery store, and if you would come and say, will you please give me some pens and papers as donation? Well, of course I can give, you know, because I am in charge of it, you know. So he is Asutosh, he is very pleased because he has the item that you want, you know. It's not difficult for him, so he can easily give. It's not a big deal to be pleased and giving material things because he has all of that under his control. In another place, Prabhupada says, he becomes very pleased and gives everything he wants because he does not want to be disturbed by material people. He's talking about the past time where the Goswami brothers are challenged by a pandit. And then he say, you know, I want to prove that I am more scholarly than you. And then Rupa Goswami says, can you just give me a palm leaf? I'll just write and give, you know. I know you are much better than me, you know. We don't have to fight over this. So he just puts down in the paper, you know, this such and such pandit is way better than us. He's very big scholar and we accept defeat, you know. So it does not mean that. It just means that they have their own meditation. They are worshippers of Lord. And when people like this come with some material motives, they quickly give them what they want and say, go, 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 you know, we don't want to deal with you. So that is another time where he looks very pleased and is willing to give because he doesn't want them to bother his meditation. And Lord Shiva actually is somebody who acknowledges everybody's small deeds. And Bhamasura was using his 1,000 hands to play drums when Lord Shiva was doing his Tandava Nritya. It's a very unique special dance, Srila Prabhupada says. So after that Nritya, he told Bhamasura, I'm very happy with you. He just did a small thing, you know. He had 1,000 hands, he could use few without big trouble. But he was very pleased that Bhamasura used his hands in his service. And he gave blessing, whatever you want, I will give you. And then Bhamasura said, I want you to stay in my city and protect, you know. So he acknowledges everybody's, even if it's very insignificant and small effort, because he's a wonderful, great Vaishnava, he acknowledges it. And that's the mood, that's also his mood when he gives benedictions. And Lord Shiva can, because he's the topmost of the Vaishnava, he can give benedictions very easily when somebody comes asking for Krishna consciousness. So there is this pastime of a Brahmana who worshipped Lord Shiva, and he wanted to get whatever is the best benediction one can get from him. You didn't have some particular thing, you know, today I would like to go with a bag of rice or a few kilos of gold. And he just wanted whatever Shiva could offer as best benediction. Then Lord Shiva told him, you go and meet Sanatan Goswami. He's in Vrindavan. You go and meet him and you tell him I told him that he should give the best benediction. So he goes to meet Sanatan Goswami. And he tells him, Lord Shiva told me that the best benediction he can give lies with you. So I have, and he told me I could ask you and you would give me. So Sanatan Goswami points him to a garbage pipe and says, there's a touchstone there. If you take it and you, whatever metal you touch with it, iron will become gold. So he'll become rich in no time. So he was very happy. He picked it up and he went, you know, now he's going to be like a multimillionaire. You know, he can touch everything and everything is going to be gold. So he was happy, but then he said, wait a second, you know, if this was the best thing he had to offer, why was he keeping it in the garbage pile? You know, so he said, okay, there's something not, something fishy here. So he goes back to Sanatan Goswami and he says, you know, if this was the best thing you could give me, why was it in garbage? I don't believe this is the best thing you can give me. You know, Shiva told me you should give me the best thing, you know, so you are you giving me the best thing you could? And then Sanatan Goswami asked him, are you ready to take the best thing? And then he said, yes, I want the best benediction. And he said, okay, go throw the stone in Ganga, you know, in Yamuna, you throw it and come. So he didn't want the gold even, he knew there was something better than that. So he discards that touchstone and when he comes, then Sanatan Goswami initiates him in chanting of the Maha Mantra. So Lord Shiva can direct a searching soul. If somebody is searching for what is best in this material world, then he can direct them to get the blessings of Vaishnavas. And that way he is very, very easy to please. You know, you're worshipping Shiva and if you're asking, give me what is best, then he will direct you to devotees who will show you the path of Krishna consciousness. And Lord Shiva sometimes gives benedictions because of his very deep compassion. And that we can see in the past time where he drinks poison. When the milk, ocean of milk is churned, then the first thing that comes out before all the nice things, he didn't take anything else. You know, he took the poison. It was coming up and nobody was willing to take it. You know, first you'll have to take out that layer of poison before you can churn it further and bring out all the other nice things that were there. And nobody was willing to do it. And when demigods prayed to him and asked him for benediction to please take that poison, he said that for the well-being of others, sometimes you have to go through suffering. Of course, his wife was like all panic, you know, what are you doing, Prabhu? Is this, please think about it, you know. And then he tells Mother Parvati, you know, for the good of others, sometimes you have to do something which is very, very difficult, which is almost like impossible for anyone else to do, you know. So he did it out of compassion for all the well-beings. He drank the poison from milk ocean. And we can see such similar qualities in Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is also a person who acknowledges every small service anyone does. In Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita, we have this very funny pastime that this drunkard, he brings toilet paper all the time. You know, he brings in, and then once when Prabhupada was giving class in all his full-on drunkard nature, he just comes in and he's bringing that toilet paper. And Srila Prabhupada thanked him. You know, like somebody like me, totally insignificant, I'm sitting and talking and thinking I'm very glorious and some drunkard walks in with the toilet paper. I was just reflecting how would I feel and I was just, yeah, truthfully, honestly, I would feel very disgusted, very disturbed. You know, probably I'll be scared, you know, oh my God, some drunkard guy has come. But Prabhupada was beyond all those, you know. He was able to see that unknowingly that guy was doing something good, not intentionally even. And Prabhupada picked up on that good quality of that person and he glorified him and he thanked him. And in front of everybody he acknowledged his service. And Srila Prabhupada can also give benedictions that are very difficult for devotees otherwise to obtain. We have this pastime where Prabhupada is talking about this verse, you know, that if you are a devotee chanting Hare Krishna, it is to be understood that you have a lot of piety that comes from reading all the scriptures, visiting all the holy places, bathing in all the holy rivers, and all auspicious, all piety you have done, then you reach the level of being a devotee who can chant Hare Krishna. So in the question answer session, one devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, but Prabhupada, I am reflecting on my own life and I don't see that I ever went to any holy place or bathed in holy river or visited any like a sadhu, anything, you know, I didn't do any piety, but somehow I see myself chanting Hare Krishna. Now how is it possible, you know, how is that? And Srila Prabhupada said, I created your piety. So he can give benedictions of the highest order. And there's this another beautiful pastime with Srila Prabhupada where he is talking about you should be 100% qualified to go to the spiritual world. And then all the devotees, they can realize that they're not in that level. And then he settles down to 90. And then still devotees are like, oh, you know, like, oh, how could we, you know, and then it goes down, down, and then it says, okay, final 70, you know, and then devotees say, Jai Prabhupada, and then one of the devotees asks, then how is that, you know, how could we do that? If the requirement is 100%, how is it possible that with 70% purity we could go to spiritual world? Srila Prabhupada said, I had the back key to the back door. So these are all benedictions that only somebody as magnanimous as Srila Prabhupada, only a wonderful Vaishnava has access to. And because of their compassion, they extend to us. You know, they say, okay, I have it, I'm sharing, I'm giving you. No, you come by with your 70% purity, I'll open the back door, you know, you can be with Krishna. So, So when we talk of Lord Shiva being Asutoshi, being somebody who can be very easily pleased, we should know that his being pleased and giving benedictions can sometimes cause even trouble. And that pastime of Rikasura is there. You know, there's this asura who prays to Lord Shiva and he asks for this blessing. Can you please give me a blessing that whosoever head I would touch, they will be finished, they will die. And Lord Shiva says, all right, I'll give you the blessing. And Srila Prabhupada uses the word cunning. You know, in lecture he says, he was such a cunning person that he wanted to try it out on Lord Shiva himself. So he was taking his hand and he was chasing Lord Shiva to touch his head. And then Lord Shiva had to take, you know, he was running around and he was holding his hand up and chasing, the demon was chasing Lord Shiva. And then finally Lord Vishnu had to intervene and then he told, what is this, you know, why are you wasting your time? He does not have any potency like that, you know, he cannot give any blessing like that. He has no power to give a blessing that by putting hand somebody can just go and, you know, like vanish. You don't believe me, just put your, no, I'm Vishnu, you don't believe me, put your hands in your head, you see nothing happen. So by his power he inspired him to put his hand on his own head and like that he saved Lord Shiva. So in that way we could see that sometimes it's not perfectly, you know, it's not always perfect benedictions that when demigods give benedictions, they're not always perfect. Of course, Lord Shiva is a tattva in himself, and he is addressed, Bhagirath Maharaj calls him as the personality of Godhead, you know, he's an expansion, milk to yogurt, the same material, but just when Vishnu wants the functioning of material world to happen, milk, just like milk becomes yogurt, Lord Shiva, from Vishnu, Lord Shiva comes just to deal with material world. So he's not just ordinary demigod. But the idea is nobody can give benedictions as perfect, as complete, and as good for us as Krishna would and Lord Vishnu would. So that is why Krishna is asking this, you know, if you surrender to me, then I will give you all protection, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. And devotees of Lord Krishna are much more compassionate. They before even asking surrender, they give, you know, you do 70% only, that's enough. I will already give you access to the key for the battle. Much more compassionate than Lord himself. So to sum up, this verse talks about how Lord Shiva is easily pleased, and we saw different ways in which Lord Shiva is pleased, and we compared the blessings of demigods to the blessings of Vishnu. Demigods give what you want. They cannot be bothered about how it will affect you, but Vishnu gives you only what you need. And we also saw that demigods, even if they give blessing, they are just servants of Vishnu. So any blessing we get from any demigod is ultimately a blessing that comes from Krishna. So it's not very intelligent to surrender to them. We can go to the Prime Minister. When we can go to the Prime Minister, why should we take shelter of his ministers? So it is always best to surrender to Lord Vishnu on all, for any akama, sarva kama, or moksha kama, anything you have, you don't have any desire, or you have all desires, you want liberation, only solution is to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice lecture. I was thinking, how the devotees should worship Lord Shiva, because they usually do, right? Vaishnavas worship Lord Shiva. I wanted to know the mood or the purpose and things like that.
We should worship Lord Shiva just like how the Brahmana worshipped him. Whatever is the best you can give me, you please give me that. And the best a Vaishnava can give you is blessing to become a devotee of Krishna. So if you want to worship Lord Shiva, the only blessing you can ask him is that he would help you in progressing in Krishna consciousness. That he can also give material benedictions, like you could get a good husband and so on, you know, worshipping Shiva and Parvati will help you find a husband who's as good as him, you know. So there are those benedictions also, but they would be supplementary. That shouldn't be, getting a good husband for a devotee girl will really enhance or help her spiritually to be in track, you know. If the husband is not devotee, it might be difficult to practice. So a devotee girl may ask something like that, you know, please bless me so I would get a good husband, but not a good husband like, you know, a car, job, money, da da da, you know, a husband who will help me progress in my spiritual life, you know. So wherever we go, even if there is a need that we have to, we don't need to pray to anybody except Krishna. Everything Krishna can give. And if he is not giving, that means you don't need it. So there's no need to pray to anyone. But because of our conditioning, maybe we were devotees of Shiva before, we had some fascination for him. If because of some conditioning we have to pray, then we can purify that conditioning by just asking for spiritual benedictions. Give me a husband devotee. That's okay. It will help you spiritually. Give me, please bless me so I can be progressing in my spiritual life. You know, we could just fine-tune, dovetail those desires to worship Shiva by accepting him as a Vaishnava who can bless you in Krishna consciousness. Yes.
How important is it to understand the language of Guru?
Hare Krishna. I was asking, how important is it to understand the language of Guru? Like Gaur Govinda Swami says, that if you are my student, then you should understand my language. Otherwise, how can you buy my... How can you be my student? So regarding last time of 70% and then Srila Prabhupada will open the back door, I think that is a little bit confusing. So maybe I am not able to understand Prabhupada's language. Is it for the sincere and honest students or devotees? He's telling that even if you are practicing 70%, or 80% honestly and sincerely, then I will open the back door. Never mind. You know, those devotees who are trying 100%, but they are on the level of 70 or 80. And not that they compromise or something.
See, not for them. If the reality is, if I am thinking that by my endeavor, I will even do 1%, I will even achieve 1%, I'm a fool, you know. So, I can only pray and seek blessings of my spiritual master. You know, I am nobody. I cannot become pure. You know, one time in a lecture, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that it's like, you know, trying to purify, I can't exactly remember the word. It's like you take charcoal and you try to scrub it, to polish it, you know, hoping that it will glitter, you know. Charcoal is charcoal. And more you rub, more charcoal only will come. So I am that, you know, if I am going to think that by some process I am going to be elevated to somebody very exalted to achieve 70% purity, then I am just a fool, you know, I am cheating myself. The reality is that even if we achieve half percent perfection, it's only because our spiritual master has seen that, okay, you know, this one is helpless, and if I'm not going to pat her in the back and push her forward, nothing is going to happen. So all we have to do is helplessly pray. You know, please engage me in your service. Kindly allow me to understand what I can do to please you. Kindly empower me so that I can do that. You know, so only that we can do. And then how much ever they gave us blessing, that is what we have. So if we are going to hit 70%, that means that much we have prayed, and that's a lot of prayer. That's big time, you know. There's a lot of progress one is making, you know. If Prabhupada says 70% perfection will guarantee you spiritual entry to spiritual world, I don't think we need to try to see what it means. It just means that. It means if we achieve 70%, and have I reached it or not is not something I can gauge. It's something our authorities can gauge. It's a matter of blessing, you know. It's not like when we are about to leave our body, somebody is going to come with some checklist, you know. How we are going to leave our body is going to depend on how we have lived now. So the test is already with us, checklist is already with us. You know, many times I've heard Pankajangri Prabhu say in class, it is a conscious, every step in our life, both the options are there. You can choose Krishna or you can choose Maya. It's not like today I have decided to become devotee, so that is one-time decision. No, it will be constantly there. So we just keep making the right choices, and if it's 70 or not, or whatever it is, it's up to our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, to decide, you know, there. Prabhupada once told a devotee that if he goes to preach in this place, Hawaii, I think it's in some place, very, very like a heaven in earth, you know, if you go there, you will, the enjoyment is so intense, you may fall down. So if you go and preach, you know, I will come personally to pick you up. So one devotee, Maharaj, he went to preach and eventually he fell down. And many years later, you know, far away from devotees, he was leaving his body, and just before leaving his body, he said, Prabhupada, you actually came for me. You know? So if Prabhupada says he will take care, he will take care. So, and if you want to read 70, that is also in only in Prabhupada's hand. We pray, Prabhupada, you said 70 is a target. Give me the intelligence. Give me how I can do it. We pray.
Thank you. So actually it is for those who are at 100%, who are 100% trying to become a devotee, and that back door is for them actually, isn't it?
If you are trying
to. That's what I understand, I think.
If you are sincere,
that's the language.
I don't understand the 100% part, but if you are sincere, if you are saying is, if you are sincere, you will be you will get reciprocation from Prabhupada, yes. But I don't know what is that 100%. I don't know what is that 100%. I don't understand what does that mean.
Thank you.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
I just on that point of the 70%, or the back door, you said Prabhupada said there was a back door. I've never heard that before, but I was with a devotee, Tribhuvanath Prabhu, and he used to tell the story a lot of when they were in London. Prabhupada, I think during Darshan or something, Prabhupada said to the devotees, he said, I've captured Krishna and I'm holding him, and I want you to take him, you know, I want you to come and take him. So it reminded me when you said that at that point, it was like some really amazing connection that we've been fortunate enough to come. So anyway, just a comment.
Thank you. Grantharashi Madhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.